This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The wraps out of another hour, or taking the wraps off another hour. I guess that's probably more appropriate. DJ V time 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen along with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Jennifer's off today, so Victoria, goes to you to have the trenders. We lead off the hour.
Well, we've got some new education news. This is new rules that are being proposed by the Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, is changing the federal policy on campus sexual misconduct. And this is kind of controversial because a lot of people don't like the fact that it will actually boost the rights of the accused. And so, and now these are students who are accused of rape and other forms of sexual assault and harassment. It will now be more difficult to get them a conviction. And the new proposed rules will let the schools choose their own level of evidence. So if they say that there needs to be video or audio evidence of a crime, then they're allowed to do that. And if someone reports a rape or some sort of misconduct without that type of evidence, depending on what the school sets as the standard, that's kind of, that's obviously not great for victims. The new rules would also allow victims and the accused perpetrators to request evidence from one another and to cross-examine one another. Now, this is a big change. Back under the Obama administration, they saw mediation as inappropriate because they said that it would allow one party to intimidate and the other party, especially the victim. And so now these new rules, they are encouraging mediation. The proposed rules also hold schools responsible only for investigating incidents that take place on their own campus. Now, this is a big change. If you live in a fraternity house, and technically if you're off campus and you commit a rape or you are raped, the school has no jurisdiction and is not legally responsible to do anything about it.
What's the reason
for
this?
This is a big change.
But why? What's the point? Why now? Why this? Anybody know? I don't know.
It's a really good question, and it's got a lot of people asking the same question.
Well, because there are so many favorites now, we have been, this seems to be very left-handed. It seems to be very, the question here is why now and what's the root of this, especially when there is so much sexual misconduct. There are so many problems.
Yep.
There are so many rapes. There are so many assaults. There's so much harassment. So why loosen the rules at this point in time? It seems questionable and awkward.
And it does. And, you know, during the 8 years that Obama was in office, we saw so many of these cases came to light. And it's not that they weren't always happening, but they just became more public. And probably social media had a big part in that. And so the Obama administration required schools to investigate complaints no matter where the students lived. If they lived in off-campus housing or an apartment, if they were a student in the university was responsible for investigating that. To wipe that away and to only, if you're in a dorm, to only be protected if you're in the dorm,
I'm not making this political because I think it's not political. It has become
No, I don't
a
think
football.
It's political. This is just like, I don't understand it.
It's a football. And it will not get them any votes, I'll tell you that, in terms of understanding.
Well, the schools will love it.
Motivation. Well, but the schools don't have it. I mean, the kids won't like it.
No.
People and families won't like it. People who have a conscience won't like it.
Right.
So,
but the endowments, and if you think about it, like, you know, right now, Ohio State, which we talked about this week, University of Southern California, Michigan State, they're all coping with really serious charges. Members of faculty and staff of at least the three schools have been accused of failing to protect students from sexual misconduct by coaches, campus doctors, things like that. So now the schools, this also extends to, if a faculty member is off campus and rapes a student, the school is under no legal responsibility to investigate the crime.
Well, the parents, the people
ludicrous.
Involved, Even if they are or they aren't, people who are involved in these things can do the investigating or have them investigated on their own, and then they can bring to light things that may connect them to the school, and then the school has to get involved. I know, it's just what there is, the sexual realities of obtuse sexual desires and misconduct. Here's, you know, there's the sex in the church, and that all get everybody. I mean, we got all kinds of sexual stuff floating around here. Some other news: the folks at NBC apparently threatened Ronan Farrow if he continued to work on the sexual assault allegations against Weinstein. And the threats came from the general counsel, Susan Weiner, in a series of phone calls made to Ronan Farrow. And this is just becoming, again, part of the whole discussion. What is there that everybody is so afraid of? The rich, the powerful, the people that can put other people in a place of discomfort, dis-ease. What is this all about? Just power, control?
I think, didn't Ronan also interview someone, one of the women who accused Matt Lauer?
Yeah, that's where that came from.
So that's sort of an NBC,
NBC connection. It could be. All right, also in a related story, Supreme Court this week ruling against a Catholic foster care nonprofit in Philadelphia that refuses to certify married same-sex couples as prospective foster parents because of religious objections to same-sex marriage. Okay, get that they may be opposed to same-sex marriage. That's their right to do that.
Right.
However, if you are not certifying the couples because of that, it doesn't mean that they're bad. You can say that you don't like same-sex marriages. Okay, fine. But
the problem is they're getting city
getting
money.
In the way? Yeah,
well,
right.
Well, no, that's really what this is all about. The Supreme Court said no one's forcing you to take city money. But if you take the city money, you're one of 30 agencies that helps, that works through their child welfare system. So you have to go by the rules. And Philadelphia does not allow discrimination. So it's like they want to have it both ways. They want to
take the money.
They also want to have their own rules and standards. So that's why they lost.
Nope. So it's interesting how the Supreme Court is now, not even back in session, but this has been floating around for a while. Catholic social services and the city funds do not go together like love and marriage.
Right.
So, and don't you love the lawyers? Oh, my God. Don't you just love the lawyers when it comes to stuff like this? The lawyers on both sides. Paid guns. You think that people that are representing the Catholic Social Services really believe what the Catholic churches, their religious foundations are, or are they just getting $500 an hour?
You don't know, but it doesn't really matter because even defense attorneys don't care if their client is guilty or not. It's their job to, you know, get them.
It's not about the truth. It's about let's win. Let's win! All right, in a moment, the story of that Georgia medical examiner, as long as we seem to be on this SEX train, we'll throw one more at you in a moment after these words.
It's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales Event. The last chance to find an incredible deal on the cars, trucks, and SUVs that make summer go right. Simply stop by a local Ford dealer or shop online at buyfordnow.com. Because the time to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event ends soon. And so do these amazing offers. The Ford Summer Sales Event is in its final days. That means it's the last chance to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by your local Ford dealer and find great offers on many Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. With leading driver assist technologies, it's easy to see why Ford is the brand more drivers buy and buy again. Look for yourself. But hurry, the Ford Summer Sales Event ends September 4th, 2018. To find out more, head to buyfordnow.com or stop by your local Ford dealer. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year, where all beds are on sale. Last chance to save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing available. Ends Labor Day. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
I'm Dr. Ego Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Researchers at Duke University and MIT say they've finally proven that doctors in America order more medical tests for their patients than are necessary, and they do that simply because they fear being sued if they don't. Ordering extra tests because of lawsuit fears is known as defensive medicine. Efforts to eliminate defensive medicine through legal reform are often blocked by opponents who claim that there isn't any proof it exists. But this new study now provides that proof. The researchers say that they've proved defensive medicine exists by studying a group of people no one has ever focused on before. People in the military. You see, members of the military can't sue their doctors, so researchers compared the health care they receive with the health care the rest of us receive, and they found that the rest of us do get more tests. Let's be fair, that's not all they found, though. The study also revealed that patients who received extra tests were actually no better off than those who didn't. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Well, now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Call Get Relief today and get free information that shows you how to lower your monthly payment and get debt forgiveness. This program has proven to work for credit card debt and medical bills. Discover the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Call now, 800-207-8558. 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yada, yada. All right, so let's get to this story about the medical examiner in Georgia named Joseph Burton, 73 years old. He handled cases from a number of Atlanta counties, high-profile murders, that kind of stuff. He is the Georgia medical examiner, or he was. Now he's going into the slammer for 8 years because he traded opioid prescriptions for sex.
Oh.
What a sad turn of events. This guy was supposedly an ethical, dedicated public servant, but he was indicted a few months ago on charges that with his medical consulting business, he didn't see patients, so they started wondering how come he wrote 1,500 prescriptions. The guy's in charge of the morgue, for God's sake, so who's he writing prescriptions for?
How did it get to 1,500 before somebody even said, wait a minute.
What's the story here?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But he wrote the prescriptions to women in exchange for what is described in the suit as sexual favors.
Wow.
And then the recipients sold the prescriptions or the pills, according to the prosecutors. They bartered them for other things. So this guy...
What a mess.
It is. Falsifying records. The DEA is all over him. So, okay. So there's one name in the news. Here's another one. Robert Chain, California man. Arrested after making a dozen phone calls to the editor of the Boston Globe threatening to kill all of its employees. FBI started investigating this guy, the calls he made earlier in the month. The Globe announced it was spearheading a pushback against political attacks on the media. So this guy decided he'd take the situation into his own hands. Anybody who thinks like this has to be, you know, I say this frequently, the insanity rate in this country is off the charts. Anybody who pulls a stunt like this has got to be out of their minds.
Well, it's he a copycat of the Annapolis story?
Maybe he could be. You know, you get these ideas by looking at the news media. We have to report the news. At some point in time, it's kind of like we have discretion here. Some things we talk about, some things we don't. Because I don't want to give people ideas, and frankly, I don't like talking about some of this stuff. So, yeah, but it just is the number of crazy people in this country is multiplying too rapidly. 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Music from Stevie Nicks as we get started in our musical overview here in this hour, 24 past the hour on the DJV show. Victoria Cara and I, Stevie's PR team, announcing on her Twitter page that she has joined Instagram, promising fans will get to see exclusive photos there. So is this a good move, Victoria?
I think this is a great move because she has so many, there are so many Stevie Nicks fan sites on Instagram.
Yeah, are there? Really?
And they constantly post pictures, and they all say, you know, this is a fan site, this is not the official Stevie, but there is such a resurgence of Stevie Nicks, and it's a whole new generation of girls who are just, and guys too, but mostly girls, who just love Stevie. They want to dress like her, they want to be her. Yeah. I think this is totally the right time for her to be
kind of a bohemian. So what's this show on FX, American Horror Story? How's she connected to that?
The first time that I knew she was connected to it was they changed the theme every year. And so one year, a couple years ago, maybe 4 years ago, it was American Horror Story, The Coven. And one of the girls, it's a coven of witches who live in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And one of the girls is so obsessed with Stevie Nicks that she's constantly dressing like her and playing her music. And then at the end of the series, Stevie actually showed up on the show. And it was such a huge hit that they kept bringing her back in other ways.
All right. So Stevie's handle, by the way, is at Stevie Nicks. That would be too clever to figure that one out. Let's see, a couple of other things from the Stevie department. Part of the star-studded lineup for the premiere week of Ellen's new season, which kicks off on Tuesday. Ellen welcomes Nicki Minaj for the premiere episode. Some unsuspecting fans are going to have the experience, the ultimate surprise of a lifetime. What does that mean?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
With Nicki Minaj. Fleetwood Mac.
I think it's just on Ellen in general. Ellen's going to do something.
Okay. So Fleetwood Mac is on Wednesday on Ellen. Let's see. They're going to perform a couple of their classic hits. This is the first time they've been with Ellen. First appearance with new members Mike Campbell and Neil Finn. And also on Tell them next week Cher is on. That'll be pretty good. Because she's plugging her new SOS ABBA.
Who would have thought even like a few months ago or earlier this year, Ellen, opening week, Cher, Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
Feels like we've gone back like 20 years.
Nicki Minaj.
Maybe that's old as new again.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Moldy, oldy, goody, goldies from our rusty rack of wrinkled records. And speaking of that, Elton John in the musical news today. He's announced he's going to be partnering with Twickets for his Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour. Twickets is the fan-to-fan ticket marketplace, providing a regulated space for fans of Elton John to ethically buy or sell their spare tickets. Ethically is the important word there, because most of these resellers are, I've used a word today already that I don't like using, but begins with a WH. Anyway, the aim of this partnership is to combat the problems of these people that we're talking about and prevent the exploitation of Elton John fans, and to eliminate price markups by ensuring the tickets are resold at their face value. This is very good news, very important, because it is a very unethical, manipulative world, those resellers. Man, I'll tell you, they are WHOR, you know. This Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour starts in Allentown, PA, a week, let's see if I'm remembering, the 8th of September. Yep, 300 stops around the world before.
I would love to see this. I've never seen him live.
I have.
He's really good.
He is good. I saw him in Las Vegas. He was very, very good. Pounding away on that piano, man. He's really at it. So there it is. The tour starts. Tickets available at Twickets. 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. After years of struggling, Lincoln is hitting it out of the park with their new lineup, which includes the new Navigator that takes on luxury car manufacturers like Range Rover head-to-head. Based on the Ford F-150, the Lincoln Navigator is packed with luxury features that'll make a king comfortable. Powered by a 450-horsepower twin-turbo engine that has multiple driving modes, including something called Excite Mode. Every row treats the occupants like a first-class airline passenger. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about MotorTrend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. The main ingredient here is collagen. So how do all of these things add up to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely?
You're just giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. And like you said, it's doing it with collagen protein, specially formulated, no drugs, no stimulants, so it's safe even if you're on medications.
I noticed that aloe vera is part of the ingredient list on Calitrin. What does it do in combination with the other elements in Calitrin?
Well, a lot of customers say that it helps with digestion, better sleep at night, and we've got the numbers to back that up too. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, at toploss.com, or call them at 833-TOPLOSS. Better yet, go to toploss.com, special discount, use the code.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh start with opening statements on Tuesday. Minnesota's Amy Klobuchar on Meet the Press.
I think you're going to see some really strong questions from a number of us that are on the Judiciary Committee.
She's among committee Democrats complaining the process is moving too quickly.
It's not normal because we are not able to see 100,000 documents
being withheld by the Trump White House. Republican Lindsey Graham on Fox News Sunday.
What I think you'll find is somebody said 308 decisions, so you can get a pretty good idea of what he thinks. If he does well at the hearing, he will get, my belief is 55 or higher if he does well, and I'm sure he will do well.
Senate Democrat Dick Durbin.
He comes before us at a time when people are concerned about whether this president or any president is above the law.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hustling into the second half hour of this hour of the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to introduce you to Victoria Keelan and help you make this a better day. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. And Victoria's got another lead story for us.
A trending story. Jennifer Lawrence is trending, not for a great reason, though. A hacker who basically stole her very private, very scandalous photos from her phone has been sentenced to only 8 months in prison. He exposed intimate photos of other celebrities as well.
How did he get them?
He hacked them. He hacked into her iCloud. Her Apple iCloud account, he hacked 240 people. Some were celebrities, the others were just average people. And then he basically found all their nude photos and private information. And
is this phishing? Is this what's called phishing?
No, this is... Phishing is different. That's like an email scam. This is actual hacking into your personal stuff, stealing your photos, and then he would contact all the celebrities and threaten to release them all to the public if they didn't pay a ransom. So This was in 2014. He also got Kate Upton and Kirsten Dunst and a few other celebrities. He got all their stuff. Now, Jennifer Lawrence at the time was very vocal, mostly because her pictures were kind of the... She's recovered, obviously, from the scandal, but her pictures were pretty raunchy, I guess would be the word. So she was...
They were basic.
I saw a few of them. I was like, okay. But at the time, she said the invasion was equivalent to a sex crime. She's not wrong. She called for tougher laws. She tried to lobby local politicians. And however, a federal judge in Bridgeport, Connecticut, where this all went down, the prison term is only 8 months. It could have been years. So, unfortunately, it seems like it's kind of a light sentence. He also gets 3 years of supervised parole, and he pled
back
guilty.
To this. This has become a theme here. I think we've been in and out of this hour, especially all these sex-related crimes.
It wasn't planned either. We just sort of fell into this.
It just kind of fell in together. Here's another legal beagle story that is interesting. The Department of Justice siding with Asian American students who have sued Harvard over their consideration of race in their admissions policy. This goes back, I mean, way back. The Asians, now it was blacks before that, and all the problems that came with discrimination based on race and color and creed instead of who are the best students. So the Asian American club, whatever it is, the group at Harvard, or actually students that didn't get into Harvard but were looking at the details. You can always find a lawyer who'll be able to figure out some of this stuff. So because Harvard has the large, it boggles the mind how much money Harvard has. They have an endowment in the billions, the double digit billions. So lawyers love to go after that dough. And
so
they got
Asian
a case here.
Students saying that they didn't get in because they're Asian?
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly what they're saying.
Okay.
Yep. That's exactly.
I thought Harvard has a very large population of Asian students.
Well, I don't know how large the population is, but Harvard gets away with so much because they're Harvard. There's another one of these discrimination sorts of things. Harvard is a bully when it comes to the law. When again, it's no way. People, they think they have a, you walk around and crow about, I've got a degree from Harvard. Harvard's not that great, I'm telling you, as far as education is concerned. There are other schools that are far better. But it's just the old business about reputation.
One of my good friends went to Harvard Law, and she before she was even ready to graduate, she had job offers just because of
Harvard Law.
It does pay off in some ways.
All right, here's another legal one. You want another legal one?
Sure.
Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, boy.
Kaepernick. I like doing that.
So I'm more upset about the colon. It's not an organ. His name's Colin.
There's an arbitrator sending this grievance to the... Well, it was first they were grieving it at the NFL. Now it's going to trial.
A lot of grieving at the NFL.
League request has been denied to throw out his claim that owners conspired to keep him out of the league because of his protests. Of course they try to keep him out of the league because of his protests. Who are they kidding?
Right.
It's all the same kind of stuff.
It's interesting how other football players view him. You know, Tom Brady has said, and Tom Brady really tries to stay out of politics.
Right, exactly. Yep.
But when he's been asked about Colin Kaepernick, he has said, just on a performance level, on a skill level, that he absolutely deserves to have a team and to be a franchise player. So
I guess he's a pretty good player, isn't he?
Yeah.
Reasonably good anyway.
People who don't like him say, he sucked and that's why, he started doing the protest. That wasn't entirely true. Mm. He did have a rough patch, but in terms of the numbers that he's put up, there are a lot of other quarterbacks in the league who can't even compete with him. So
yeah.
Obviously he
has
been blocked.
Yeah. All right, let's have a couple more of these as long as we're on a roll here. Neo-Confederates. Ah, I always love those guys. It's kind of like when Harrison Ford's on the balcony looking down. He's in that castle in one of the Indiana Jones movies, and he's looking down at a room full of Nazis, and he says, "Nazis, I hate those guys."
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of the way I feel about some of these clowns.
Neo-Confederates?
Yeah.
Right. Wow, well, that's a new one. I've never even heard that.
Have you heard that? Oh, it's
never.
Like neo-skinheads, neo-Nazis.
Oh, I get it. It's just really
right.
Neo-Confederates. Wow. Well, what are they up to?
They knocked over that monument at Irvington, North Carolina, remember?
Wait, Silent neo-Confederates Sam. Are not... Wait a second. I'm confused about the name now. Neo-Confederates, to me, would seem like it's people who want the Confederate flag to be back in prominence. But
right,
then
right.
Why were they the ones who knocked over the statue?
No. They rallied at the knocking over at the place where the, where the thing was knocked over.
Right. They were against the statue being knocked down.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so there's...
I'm confused because to me, what do neo-Confederates want? Because to me, whenever people
wants
claim
to go back
to
those good old days of racism, slavery,
who always say that, you know, they're skinheads or neo-Confederates, they always seem to be the people who think they're the most proud of the country, but then they don't realize that Confederates didn't want to be a part of this country. They wanted their own separate space.
Yeah,
so it doesn't make sense.
They're not
that smart.
They aren't that smart. That's
what it is.
That's what it is. Okay, you want one more?
Sure.
Policy analyst at the Department of Homeland Security got fired after the Atlantic magazine uncovered a bunch of email communications from this person to white nationalists, giving them a heads up on government policy.
Oh my God.
So it's just more of the why. What are you so insecure about? No, it's all about insecurity. What is making so many people so insecure about their identity? That's really what this is. What in the world is the problem with your own stuff? Look in the mirror, pal.
If I could give a bit of an answer to that, and I think our friend Rich McFadden would probably agree with this, and because he has echoed these sentiments. For some reason, and I do not understand it, but I will just state it as a fact, there is a growing feeling in this country that white men have lost their privilege and their place in this country. Yeah. And this started because we had a black man in office as president, so a lot of them didn't like that. And now there is this constant murmur of, well, you know, if you're not a minority, you don't have a place in this country anymore. And I don't understand where the insecurity is coming from. Like, how white privilege for men is not going anywhere. Talk to any minority in this country, and they'll still tell you it is a struggle on a daily basis in a lot of different ways.
I think
that's this growing sentiment of it's especially men, and it's white men feeling that, you know, they just don't have a place in this country anymore. It's just so bizarre to me.
Also, confusing to me, considering every one in politics. But the thing is, everyone in the, you know, ruling class who makes the decisions in this country looks the same. They're all white men.
Yep.
So I don't really understand how people can have that.
I think that's a gross generalization. I'm not sure that's true. But white men are still in power. More women coming along, that's good. More minorities coming along. Because that really does reflect, or it sort of patterns itself after what the realities in the country are. But nobody gives up power easily. Come on. That's the real bottom line here. Give them a while. They'll have their comeuppance, and it'll change to what it's supposed to be. I thought it was interesting. Yesterday, the city of Los Angeles named a road after Barack Obama, which got some people. It's kind of like, I thought you wait till somebody died, like Martin Luther King Boulevard is in every city. It's very interesting they're naming a street. I'm trying to remember what street it is.
There's a George W. Highway or something, right?
Yeah. There's a Bush Highway in Houston. Yep.
I think it's nice when someone's still alive.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, it's nicer, because then the person might even show up for the dedication.
Yay!
You know?
All right, let's get to some mortgage news. For those of you who are trying to get a mortgage, very interesting. Things have changed a lot in the last year. Freddie Mac, which is the mortgage buyer, focusing on long-term U.S. mortgage rates because they ticked up again this week. Borrowing costs are higher than a year ago. 30-year fixed rate mortgages 4.52% on average. That was 3.82 last year at the same time. The tax cuts changed the reality, and also the Fed putting the interest rate up. And so Trump has been grousing about this, and I wouldn't be surprised if he puts the kibosh to any more increases one way or another to figure out. Because, you know, if you want to get practical, the average person is paying a mortgage of $1,647 a month. The average American, the cost to buy an average home in America is $1,647 a month. That's about $400 more than the cost to rent the same size home. I wonder if you investigated that when you got your, you moved into a new apartment there down on the shore, Victoria. I know you've looked at, tried to buy a house. But you look at these numbers, it's cheaper to rent a house, even though you're not getting equity in it. But it's where the, a lot of the millennials can't borrow the money because the tax thing kind of screwed that up.
It's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales Event. The last chance to find an incredible deal on the cars, trucks, and SUVs that make summer go right. Simply stop by a local Ford dealer or shop online at buyfordnow.com. Because the time to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event ends soon. And so do these amazing offers. The Ford Summer Sales Event is in its final days. That means it's the last chance to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by your local Ford dealer and find great offers on many Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. With leading driver assist technologies, it's easy to see why Ford is the brand more drivers buy and buy again. Look for yourself. But hurry, the Ford Summer Sales Event ends September 4th, 2018. To find out more, head to buyfordnow.com or stop by your local Ford dealer. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
You can spend this fall hauling bags of leaves to the curb or hauling. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealership for great deals on Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower and 30 MPG highway. Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Dodge Durango. This fall, get great deals at your local Dodge dealership. EPA estimated MPG. Actual results may vary based on Ward's Middle Specialty Segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
We work hard at being healthier.
What? And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Last chance to save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing available. Ends Labor Day. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Forward every week to our conversations with Nick Miles, the car guy. His expertise is highlighted with his website, OurAutoExpert.com. He travels around the world to test cars. He's got one of the greatest jobs in the world. How do you even get away with calling it a job? Come on. This isn't a job.
I guess it is a job. I get paid for it. That's what makes it a job.
Ah, okay. Though. That's what it is. All right, good. Glad to know that somebody is heisting up the old petard there. Toyota is investing $500 million for Uber and driverless cars. So they must want to sell. I thought that, see, this is what's confusing about Uber. People own their own cars, and they sort of rent them to Uber. Now Toyota's getting in on the act because they've become so successful. So is Uber going to tell the people that work for them they have to drive Toyotas? How does this all fit together, do you think?
No, so the key is right there is there's two facts, different facts. One is driverless cars, and the other one is Toyota. So unfortunately, the driver is out of the equation when Toyota step in.
Yeah.
So Uber would own those cars, and then Toyota would sell them 500,000 cars, or that, you know, I made that number up, but they'll sell them X amount of cars, and then they'll have the technology, and when your cab arrives at your front door, yep, there'll be nobody sitting in that front seat.
Pass.
Exactly.
Call them a cab. All right. Did you see The most valuable car ever sold went for $48 million at Sotheby's, a 1962 Ferrari 250 GTO.
And Doug, it wasn't a complete original either.
No.
there was some restall on it. Yeah. Here's the thing with when you have money, right? I just came back from Pebble Beach last week. Yeah. And when you have money, it's a whole different world. Honestly, I'm not even sure these people live on our planet. They will spend ridiculous money on cars, and the collectors tell me that gold is flat, that art is flat, but cars are an increasing value. And yeah. One of the reasons why is because they only keep their value if you exercise them. You have to take them out and show that they still run and they still work. So everybody, you know, either everyone comes to your house and looks at your gold and art collection, or you go around town and they can see you in your fancy 200 and, you know, whatever, $1,000 or $50 million car. So that's why it's all cars.
It's an interesting thing to talk about, but it seems kind of silly when you get right down to it. Yeah. But everybody, to each his own. All right, so Dyson, the vacuum cleaner company, is going to develop a car. And they got a lot of who knew there was this kind of dough in selling vacuum cleaners? They're spending how much money to create a test site for electric cars?
Yeah, it's $2.6 billion, which is more money than I've ever seen in one place at one time. So that's a lot of money.
Good for you. It is a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, but I will tell you, I actually like the guy from Dyson. I think he's, you know, I've only seen him in the TV ads, to be honest, but he seems to have his head screwed on, and he's about the technology, and he's about making things work. I'm more comfortable with him making electric cars and autonomous cars than I am with anybody else, or with a lot of people like Elon Musk. Yeah, I mean, he has a successful business. He makes good products. He knows how to do it. He knows how to treat customers, and he knows what people want. So if there's anybody that's going to get it right, it's him. These guys that have no business being in the car business because they've never made anything, like Mr. Tesla himself, Elon Musk. Yeah. You know, I prefer to ride a vacuum cleaner than a Tesla, to be honest with you.
This guy's name is Jim Rowan, by the way, who runs Dyson. All right. So what impact these tariffs that we keep talking about, cars in Mexico, I don't know who's making cars anymore in Mexico. I guess there's some plants down there that are American plants. But the stuff in Europe, I thought everything was settled there, but apparently not. Right?
No. It's while we're still talking about it, I think the president's happy for us to look at it. Here's the thing about Mexico. A lot of cars made in Mexico. Honda have plants there. They make the Fit down there. They make the HRV. Audi just built a new plant. GM have a new plant down there. So a lot of cars made in Mexico. And at this point, it sounds like the Mexico thing may be off the table for the U.S. At least Trump is saying now that he still wants to be able to tax cars coming in. Anyway, this is not a bad thing because, to be honest with you, cars made in Mexico don't have the best.
But the cars made in Europe do.
Yes.
It's something to think about when you're thinking about buying a car. My car is made in Europe, and yours may be, too. All right, that's good. Nick Miles always brings us up to speed here. OurAutoExpert.com is his fabulous website.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.